As the fall campaign season enters its final weeks, both candidates in Pennsylvania's closely watched U.S. Senate campaign made appearances in Philadelphia today. WHYY's Dave Davies offers this look at the two events and what they reveal about the race to come.
Democratic challenger Katie McGinty's post-Labor Day kickoff event wasn't a policy press conference. It was a rally at a South Philadelphia Union Hall attended by Democratic ward leaders, elected officials, and labor activists.
Hey, how we feeling, Philadelphia? How we feeling? All right? We feeling like winners out there today, huh?
This crowd matters to McGinty a lot. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by more than 900,000 people in Pennsylvania, so it works in her favor if she can get those voters to turn out. She had City Chairman Bob Brady there to send his ward leaders a message.
We can do it. It's in this room right here. This room right here will elect Katie McKinley as the next United States Senator. This room right here. Make no bones about it. Anybody in those politics will tell you that.
When McGinty spoke, she made sure to link her opponent, Republican Senator Pat Toomey, with his party's controversial presidential nominee.
Now, what about the Trump-Toomey team? I don't know what planet they're living on.
Toomey's doing a delicate dance around Donald Trump. He doesn't want to be closely associated with him, but he doesn't want to offend Trump supporters either. He says he has reservations about the GOP presidential nominee, and he's waiting to be convinced that he should endorse him. To which McGinty says,
it's just not credible that a sitting United States senator has not heard enough from Donald Trump to make up his mind. And I do think that the voters of Pennsylvania deserve Senator Toomey to be candid and frank with them and stop trying to pull the wool over their eyes. Are you for Donald Trump or not?
A couple of hours later and a few miles north, Toomey held a news conference in a northeast Philadelphia grocery store to talk about middle-class tax relief. When he finished, the first question from reporters was about Trump.
I thought we were having a discussion about tax policy.
Well, Trump has one, too.
I don't know. I think polls go
Toomey said he's encouraged by some things he's seen from Trump, such as his list of potential court nominees.
That's encouraging. His selection of Mike Pence was a very good choice. So we'll see. As I say, I'm waiting to be persuaded.
Yeah. Toomey said he'll make a decision about Trump before the race is over. But why was Toomey in Philadelphia, the state's most overwhelmingly Democratic county? Events here are covered in the media market, which includes the Philadelphia suburbs, a crucial battleground in the race. Toomey wants moderate and independent voters in the burbs to see him as an open-minded, pragmatic leader who'll work with Democrats to do the right thing. He appeared at Keller's, a small grocery store owned by a Korean-American family, to say he's helped small businesses and hard-working taxpayers.
I worked across the aisle with Democratic senators to pass legislation to allow small businesses to expense capital purchases. So if a business like this goes out and buys a new walk-in cooler, they get to expense that when they buy it rather than have to depreciate it over many years.
The two candidates traded shots over tax policy and will continue to do so over the next 2 months while millions from independent groups flood TV screens with negative ads. Polls show the race is close. Dave Davies, WHYY News.